to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hello, everyone.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now.
Today's episode is season 2, episode 2, called The One with the Breast Milk. It aired on September 28th, 1995. The synopsis: Monica goes shopping with Julie and tries to keep it a secret from Rachel. Ross is grossed out by Carol's breast milk. At his job, Joey competes with a fellow cologne spritzer.
Okay. And today we're doing things a little bit different. We do not have our experts, so that means it's just going to be us two going over this episode.
Two newbies.
So two newbies going over this episode. And so I'm still going to do the trivia questions, even though you're the only one answering it. So this will be just for our listeners to see if they know the answers to this. It was really hard to find questions for this episode. I don't know why. I just couldn't. So hopefully they're not too hard.
Yeah, hopefully they're easy.
Okay. Question one. What is the name of Joey's lady coworker? I told you it was going to be hard.
That is pretty hard. She's like a side character. Who remembers her name? Audience, do you guys remember her name? Because I wasn't even paying attention to that.
Okay, well, her name was Annabelle.
Mm. Yeah, I don't even remember hearing that name, honestly.
They do say it.
Oh, when he asks her out or something like that.
I don't remember, but they do say it.
Mm. Okay.
Question two. What was the gift that Monica gives Ben?
Nike shoes?
Gym shoes. Nike.
Oh.
Yep. Question three. What store does Julie want to go shopping to use her friend's discount?
Bloomingdale's.
Yep. Four. What does Monica say Phoebe had for lunch?
A salad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Five. What is the name of the friend Monica says she's on the phone with when Rachel's listening?
Hmm. Hold on. Name of the friend. Oof.
No.
Got me.
It's Eddie Moskowitz.
Hmm.
And question six. What does Susan say breast milk tastes like?
Coconut.
No.
Or cantaloupe. I knew it was something with...
coconut.
I got mixed up with coconut and cantaloupe.
Okay. Now we're going to go to who set the line.
Okay. This is where I struggle, but it's cool.
Okay. Well, you should be paying more attention.
No, I do.
Okay. One. Come on, you're going to Bloomingdale's with Julie? That's like cheating on Rachel in her house of worship.
Joey? No, Chandler. Chandler.
Mm-hmm. Chandler
mm-hmm.
is the correct answer. Two. Okay, would people stop drinking the breast milk?
Ross.
Mm-hmm. Three. Phoebe, that is juice squeezed from a person.
Joey. No.
Nope.
It was Ross.
Nope.
Chandler.
You can't just keep guessing.
Okay.
Okay, the correct answer is Rachel.
Oh. My God.
Four. Honey, wait. We only did it once. It didn't mean anything to me.
Oh, that was Monica too, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Five. Did it ever occur to you that I might just be stupid? Tick tock. Tick tock.
I'm just going to take a guess. Joey?
Nope. This was Monica.
Mm.
And six. Of course the packaging does appeal to grown-ups.
Chandler.
Yes.
Because he was talking about Carol's breasts.
Well, not Carol's breast per se.
Well, right.
Just breast in general.
Yeah.
So you got, I think you got two wrong from the who said the line, right? Mm. I believe.
Yeah. That's not bad since I'm by myself.
And two wrong from the trivia questions. Mm.
Not bad for a newbie.
So hopefully everybody else got them right. They were not too hard, I don't think. All right, so we're going to start with Joey's storyline.
Okay.
He's at work, working as a cologne spritzer.
Mm-hmm.
Joey's co-worker, Annabelle, tells him that there's a new guy.
Mm.
And Joey wants to know who. She tells him that she doesn't know his name, but they all call him Ombre Man.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, to me, that hombre in Spanish is man.
Mm-hmm.
So you're calling this guy man, essentially.
Yeah, because she said hombre man.
Yeah, so it's like it's the same thing. So you're just saying. And hombre is the name of the cologne that he's spraying people with.
Yeah. Also, like cologne, like the perfume.
They don't spray people like that anymore. Mm-hmm. They put it on a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was going to bring this up later, but since you brought it up.
I wanted to bring it up.
I was going to bring it up because that's one of the differences from back then till now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't spray people. And I mean, obviously, when this came out, I don't remember getting sprayed when I went to the mall. But then again, I was younger. But I know that this is something that they did do back in the day because they do it at Roseanne. Remember when Jackie is the spray girl?
Yeah.
She does that too. She's supposed to be doing that too, like spraying people. But yeah, I would not want to be sprayed. Can you imagine walking past and all these different spray people spraying you with different scents?
I know. You'll come out smelling pretty bad. I did want to mention, and I thought you would be asking a question about in the beginning. I seen like a actual cologne. It was Cool Water.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, I remember using background. That back in the day.
Yeah, I did see it. That was one of the things I noticed in the background. Yep, I really liked the way it smelled.
Yeah, that was my fifth grade right there.
Fifth grade. Oh my gosh. The Ombre guy walks in and Joey is wondering why he's in his section, and tells him that everything from the young men's to the escalator is his territory. Then a customer passes by and Joey offers to spray him with his cologne, Bijan. Then the customer declines.
Mm-hmm.
The hombre guy offers his cologne to that same customer and he says, okay.
He's like, hombre.
Yeah. The hombre guy shows off that this is not Joey's territory.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's trying to prove to him like that he's better at that than Joey is.
Yeah.
Then later, Joey asks Annabelle if after work they want to go grab a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Annabelle tells him that she has plans already. And then we see the hombre guy come in and ask her if she's ready. And then they leave.
Yeah.
Joey turns to a coworker behind the counter that this is not the first time that he has lost a girl to a cowboy spraying cologne.
Mm-hmm.
He then tries to get a customer to spray him with his cologne and starts chasing the customer. You see him running after him with the cologne.
Right.
So later on, I don't know if it's the same day or a different day, because Joey comes into his apartment with Chandler.
Yeah.
Chandler's there. Chandler's cleaning. And he is wearing a cowboy outfit. But instead of the black that the other guy's wearing, he's all white.
Right. A white cowboy. Mm-hmm. Well, white version.
Yeah. And he looks upset.
Mm-hmm.
He tells Chandler, give me a box of juice. And then he tells Chandler that they switched them to the Ombre brand. And Chandler, says, maybe it's because the way you're dressed. he's trying to make jokes. And then Joey's like, or maybe it's because this guy is doing so good that they want to put more people on it.
Yeah.
You should see this guy, Chandler. He goes through 2 bottles a day.
Damn.
And then Chandler's like, well, what do you care? You're an actor. This is just your day job. And it's not supposed to mean anything to him. And Joey says, I know, but I was the best. I like being the best. I don't know. Maybe I should get out of the game they need guys in housewares to serve cheese. So he's trying to find other things to do.
Right.
And then Chandler's like, okay, well, let's say you do that. Sooner or later, there's going to be somebody along that slices cheese better. And what are you going to do? Where are you going to run to? What are you going to do there? Like, yeah, there's always going to be somebody that's better. That's what I got from that situation. He's telling him like, okay, well, yeah, you could be best, but there's always going to be somebody maybe a little bit better.
Yeah.
And then Joey agrees. He's like, yeah, I guess you're right. And Chandler tells him that he should show this guy what he's made of, to stand his ground and show him that he's the baddest hombre west of the lingerie. And then he's like, I'm going to do that. And then Chandler makes a joke saying, all right, now go see Miss Kitty and she'll fix you up with a nice hooker.
Yeah, because like the whole setting, it just made it seem like it's like an old-timey bar.
Yeah.
That cowboys go into. Like even Chandler, like wiping the glass down. And when he served them the apple juice, he's like slid the glass down. Yeah. You know, and it makes me wonder if like they did that in one take, or if maybe the glass fell down a couple times before they...
I'm sure they probably have to do a few takes on that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was a good scene, but also yeah. I felt like Chandler helped him out. You know, like, go do your best.
Yeah, that's actually, you know, pretty good.
Just go do your best. He gave him good advice.
Good advice, yeah.
Yeah. Then later at the store, I don't know if it's the same day or a different day, but there's Joey and the cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
And they're waiting for the store to open. And it's kind of like an old Western movie where they're waiting with their spray bottle, but making it seem like their guns or whatever.
Yeah, like because it's in their holster.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they're waiting for it. And it's all like slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
And waiting for the doors to open. And then when the first person walks in, they both grab their colognes and try to spray the customer first. They want to, you know, be the first one to do it. But Joey's spray, luckily, does not spray. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But the other guy does it, and he sprays him right in the face.
Yeah, right in the eye.
Yeah. And the customer obviously is upset,
mm-hmm.
and he threatens to sue the store.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager walks him away, and then...
The hombre, he's following along. I forgot what he says.
I don't think they ever say... No, they do say his name.
Mm.
He says, the manager guy, I don't know, or whoever opens the door, he's like, oh my God, Todd, what the hell did you do?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm such a doofus. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So he's like apologizing for, you know, being so stupid.
Right. Sprayed him right in the eyes. And I'm guessing this is why they took them out of the stores.
Maybe.
Spritzer guys.
Maybe a lot of people were getting sprayed on their face.
Yeah.
And then they're like, let's do something different.
Yeah.
Let's start spraying paper.
Yeah. Especially if they'd written to sue.
Even though they're just as annoying. Like every time you pass by... They want to give you a freaking thing. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
if I wanted to smell the scent, I would stop at your thing and I would ask you for a sample.
Yeah, that would probably be easier.
Yeah, because people usually know what they want. At least I know. If I'm looking for a cologne, I know what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to walk directly to that scent. And I'm going to ask for, or I'll spray myself.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess that's their job. Then Annabelle walks in and asks Joey what happened. Joey tells her that, you know how these new guys don't last? And then invites her for coffee, and then now she agrees.
Right.
And then they both walk into the sunset.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of the sun, you know, as they walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, I don't like that.
Well, what part? That like now she chooses.
Now she's saying okay to him. When Joey wanted to go out with her before and she didn't want to.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't like that either because, like, that means I'm, like, second choice.
Yeah. Joey's storyline, it was cool. I really liked Chandler's advice. But it was a nice short.
It makes me wonder, like, okay, now I'm jumping the gun. But, like, in future episodes where, like, their friendship is more like that where, you know, Chandler, you know, boosts up his confidence and... You know, maybe back him up in like situations. I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to go to the breast milk, which is the name of the episode.
Right.
So at the very beginning of the episode, the friends are there in Monica and Rachel's apartment. Carol and Susan are there.
Yeah.
The baby starts crying and Carol starts to breastfeed him. Well, and the baby starts crying because Phoebe scares him.
Oh, yeah. What did she say to him? Like, just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he starts crying.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that Phoebe scared him because he started crying right after she did that.
Mm-hmm.
When she said, just do it. But then Carol says that he's hungry. But that sounded like a scared cry to me.
Yeah.
But anyway. So she starts to breastfeed him. And then both Chandler and Joey, they get uncomfortable and then they get up. Ross walks behind them and tells them like it's normal and that they, if they have any questions to ask Carol and that she wouldn't mind answering any questions. Then they go back, Chandler and Joey.
Yeah.
And Chandler tells her that Joey has a question.
And it's funny too, because like he's hesitating and he's like kicking the ground like a little kid, you know?
Yeah. And so then Joey's like, I got a question, if it hurts.
Like that like just shows Joey's innocence. Like, does it hurt?
Yeah.
You know?
And then Chandler says that he has a question now and then asks how often does she feed him? And Carol responds as often as he needs to. And then Joey then asks another question.
Yeah.
And then he's like, if he blows into one, does the other one get bigger?
That was the best question. Like, that's funny.
Then after that, Ross is babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
It's later in the day or
Right. Maybe
a different day. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I pay attention to that. I just look at the storyline and that's it. I don't pay attention if it's the same day or a different day.
Right.
Even though I told myself I'm going to pay attention to that stuff, but I don't.
It's hard to, you know.
I don't. So Ross is babysitting and Phoebe's heeding up the milk for the baby. Ross wants to make sure that she didn't microwave it. And Phoebe tells him that she knows how to heat up breast milk. She puts some on her wrist to test the temperature. And then she licks her wrist.
Yeah.
Then Rachel, Chandler, and Ross are disgusted by it. Rachel tells Phoebe that is a juice squeezed from a person. And Joey says, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
And he also tastes the milk. And again, everybody's disgusted.
I can't believe they're disgusted. I mean, I don't know.
And then Ross wants everybody to stop drinking the breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
Phoebe says, you won't even taste it. Mm. And Ross is like, no.
Yeah.
And then Phoebe again says, not even if you just pretend that it's milk. And then Ross is like, not even if Carol's breast had a picture of a missing child on it.
That's crazy.
Then later on, Carol and Susan, they come back. Phoebe tells them that she tasted the milk and that Ross freaked out. Ross tells them that breast milk is not for adults. And everybody's pushing him to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Then he learns that Susan has tried it too. And he tells them to give him the bottle and put some on his arm. And then he changes his mind and wipes it off.
Oh, yeah. And it's crazy because she's even like, he's like, you've tried it, haven't you? And she's like, oh, yeah, I've tried it. And like, it's just like showing like, oh, yeah, I've tried it and you didn't.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And it's almost like a competition. Because now he wants to do it.
Right.
But then he tries to do it. And then he's like, no, I'm not going to try it.
Right.
Yeah. So he still, even though he wants to do the same as her, he still couldn't bring himself down to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's still, I don't know, grossed out by it.
Yeah.
But then at the very end, they show him he's sitting. I forget who's there with him.
I think it's Phoebe, Joey.
Maybe. I don't remember who was there. But anyway, he's there with the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still pushing him to do it. He has a plate of Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just sitting there, like, looking at it, like, wanting to do it, but still kind of iffy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets the courage, drinks it. Puts an Oreo in his mouth. And then he's like, it's not bad. So after all that, he says, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was funny.
He should have just done it right away instead of waiting so long.
Well, eventually he did it.
Well, yeah.
Now he could say he did it.
Yeah.
All right. So now we are going to our bigger storyline, which is the Monica and Julie. And, well, it's not Monica and Julie. It's more Monica and Rachel. But Julie's involved,
yeah,
obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So then at Central Park, the friends and Julie are there except for Ross. Julie asks Rachel if they have any muffins, and Rachel replies yes, but she doesn't know which ones. Then Julie tells her that it's okay. She'll go get it herself.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're the waitress, girl.
I know.
You still have to do your job. She gets up and then notices that Rachel's apron is loose, and she ties it for her. So she's trying to be nice. You know, she's trying to be friendly,
I guess. I think she's doing too much, though.
And then Rachel then says,
she's like, what a bitch.
Yes.
I can't believe Rachel did that.
And she says it multiple times in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because she says it again.
Yeah. Later. You want me to say it now or should
no,
I
wait? We'll wait.
Okay.
Julie returns to her seat and tells everybody that her friend at Bloomingdale's is quitting. He wants her to abuse their his discount.
Yeah.
She asks if anybody wants to go shopping with her. Phoebe tells her that she can't because she has to take her grandmother to the vet.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Are you taking your grandma to the vet? Or are you taking grandma's pet to the vet?
Right.
Anyway. But Monica tells her that she could go. And then Ross walks in and Julie gets up to greet him.
Mm-hmm.
Joey then tells Monica that what is she doing? She can't go shopping with her.
Yeah.
They all agree that it's a bad idea. And Phoebe tells her that she will kill her, by she I mean Rachel, will kill her like a dog in the street. Which is funny, but also I'm surprised that she said that because Phoebe is like anti-cruelty.
To animals.
Yeah. And so for her to say like she's going to kill her like somebody, like a dog in the street. Do you just randomly kill dogs in the street?
Who does that?
Or do you say that?
Yeah. And also, do you think that Julie purposely said that because Rachel wasn't there? I don't know, because if Julie knew Rachel, she would know, like, hey.
She likes Bloomingdale's.
Yeah, she likes the shop.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Ross then goes up to Monica to tell her that it was really nice of her to agree to go with Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And Phoebe makes like a noise.
Like the
like a dog burp. Noise. Like a dog.
Yeah.
And here, this part. So, I don't know if you remember the last episode that I mentioned that Ross doesn't allow people to finish their thoughts or their sentences, and he interrupts and says, like, he doesn't let them finish what they're trying to say. So here, Monica wanted to tell him that, like, I guess that she was not going to go with her anymore. But then he's like, oh, thank you so much, or whatever he told her.
Yeah, because she's like, it's not a big deal.
She was trying to tell him, I guess, about changing her mind, though, because of what everybody said, that Rachel's going to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
But because he interrupted her and said, oh, this was very nice of you to try to get to know Julie or whatever, then she had no choice but to just go along with it. So this is what I'm talking about. This is like another, like, cutting somebody off before they could get their point across or their thought across.
Yeah.
Later, Monica comes into Central Perk where Phoebe is sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Monica tells her that she was with her all day and that they were shopping and they went to lunch and Phoebe had a salad.
Yeah, she comes rushing in and she's all like... Yeah,
like she has to say that they were together, they went shopping.
Before Rachel comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when she tells her that Phoebe had a salad, Phoebe says, no wonder I don't feel full.
That's funny.
Then Rachel comes in and says, what's up? Phoebe right away says she went shopping with Monica all day and had a salad. Rachel wants to know what she bought. And Phoebe tells her she went shopping for fur. Rachel's confused that she would go shopping for that.
Right.
Because, you know, Phoebe... is against animal cruelty or that's something that she would not normally buy.
Right.
But then Phoebe then changes her mind and she's looking at Monica because Monica's like pointing to her boobs.
Right.
So then she says she bought boobs. But then Rachel's still like confused, like what? Like, and then she's getting a little suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Monica's still trying to give her hints. And then takes out her bra strap. Phoebe finally gets in and says, bras, we bought bras.
Yeah. Couldn't make it any more obvious than that.
She made Phoebe lie for her because she knows she did wrong.
Yeah. Even though Phoebe's not that great at it. You could tell something.
Secrets.
Yeah, keeping secrets, and you could tell like when something she's lying. Suspicious. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why she had a hard time getting a story straight. Well, not only that, but then a few seconds before Rachel came in, that's Monica comes in and tells her, like, hey, you got to say that you were chatting with me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how are you supposed to get your story straight
right,
after that?
Like, last minute. Yeah.
And then later on at their apartment, mm-hmm. Monica makes plans with Julie over the phone. Rachel's listening to her talk to someone. And then when Monica realizes that Rachel's listening, because when she answers the phone, she says, hey, Jules. She was going to say Julie. Yeah. But she's like, hey, Jules. And then she tells her, after she gets off the phone, she tells Rachel, that she was talking to her friend, Eddie Moskowitz.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel says, like, you call him Jew? And she's like, that was my friend, Eddie Moskowitz. He likes it, reaffirms his faith. And then, yeah, so that's what she tells her.
Yeah.
Some time passes and Monica comes in the apartment. Mm-hmm. She asks Rachel where everybody is, and then Rachel tells them that they took Ben to the park.
Oh, yeah.
Monica thanks her for her jacket. Apparently, she didn't let her borrow it. She just took it because then she's like, oh, yeah, you could borrow it. Rachel takes the jacket, puts it on.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah. And takes out her keys and a piece of paper that it's supposed to be a receipt for her dinner that Monica claimed she went to by herself.
Yeah.
And then she tells her, like, if you went by yourself, why is it $53? Mm-hmm. And the piece of paper, to me, it looked like a post-it note. It didn't even look like a receipt. It looked like a post-it note.
Yeah. Probably was, actually.
But they should have made it a little more believable.
That's true. Because receipt paper has like
a piece of white paper you could have just cut into like a long, you know, like, I don't know. Anyway, it looked like post-it note to me. But anyway, yeah, she questions the amount that she spent if she was by herself. Yeah. And eventually Monica just tells her that she went to lunch with Julie.
Yeah. One more thing to say. $53 for two people back then, I feel like that was
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even for two people, that was a lot.
Yeah, it was.
Because I remember when we used to go out to eat, I think we only spent like $20-something for both of us.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, we went to like cheaper places. Mm,
that's true. Plus, if they were around like stores like Bloomingdale's, Saks, that's probably like more expensive. Yeah.
So I guess that. I feel like.
Like, that's today prices.
$53, that's something that we probably would spend now.
Yeah.
Us too.
Oh, yeah.
Just us too.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a lot, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think they wanted to make it more believable. That it was two people.
Yeah.
Monica then tells her that it all started because she was trying to be nice to her brother's girlfriend. Mm. And before she knew it, they were shopping. And then Monica tells her that she was thinking about her the whole time.
That's funny.
Rachel tells her that she wanted to get caught. She's like, since you left the receipt in the pocket... And then Monica says, did it ever occur to you that I might just be stupid? And Rachel wants to know if she went with her to Bloomingdale's, because that's Rachel's store.
Yeah.
Monica's expression, she doesn't say yes or no, but just her expression tells her, like, yeah, that's where they went. Rachel is shocked.
Yeah. Sad.
And I mean, upset.
Yeah, upset. That's like a kick in the crotch, spit on your neck type thing.
And then she tells her that she can't be there with her right now, and she leaves. Like, she's upset. She just leaves.
Yeah, because it made it seem like they cheated on each other, like they're a couple.
Yeah. I mean, the whole
technically
scene.
Technically, they did.
The whole scene, yeah. Like, but I was thinking about you the whole time. Yeah, that was good. Then Monica tries to call Rachel's job at the coffee shop, and... Joanne, I guess one of her co-workers, tells her that she did a horrible thing. And then I guess some guy, Steve, there too.
Oh, yeah.
thinks that too. She's like, I don't care what Steve says or something like that. She's like, hi, Steve.
Which means Rachel already telling her side of story about.
Yeah, they already know what she did. Then Monica later goes to Central Perk to talk to her in person. Rachel tells her that Julie stole the guy who might actually be the person she's supposed to be with. Mm. And now she's also stealing Monica from her.
Yeah.
Monica tells her that nobody could steal her from her. And tells her that just because she is friends with Julie doesn't mean that she's less friends with her.
Yeah.
And she tells her that she loves her, and they hug.
It was sad because even when Rachel was saying all that, she said it with a whiny cry type, you know.
Yeah. Which was a little annoying.
Oh.
You thought it was,
I got a little like.
No, I mean, I got the sentiment. Like, I knew, like, she was hurting. Mm-hmm. I just feel like her acting was not great.
No.
It was not. Mm. So, but I get what they were trying to do. Like, mm-hmm. I do get it.
Yeah.
I just didn't like her acting. So then when, you know, they hug, Phoebe's like, that she wants to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
So that was funny. And then Monica tells Rachel that Julie didn't do anything wrong. She just met a guy and now they go out, which is true.
Yeah.
It's not Julie's fault.
Right. No.
And she thinks that Rachel should give her a chance. She tells her that she will do anything for her. So she's agreeing to give Julie a chance.
Right.
And then they hug again.
Mm-hmm.
And then Phoebe gets up again, like she wants to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that as she ran to them again to give them a hug, she was smiling.
Oh, really?
So I don't know. I don't think that was part of, I think she was just smiling because it was funny.
That is pretty funny.
She wasn't supposed to, but I think she did it by mistake.
I mean, I don't know how you keep a straight face like acting like that.
That's funny. She is hilarious.
Yeah, she is.
Like, I would be laughing too if I had those lines. Then later, Julie and Rachel are talking. They're at Central Park, right? Yeah. Rachel tells her, I just thought the two of us should hang out for a bit. I mean, you know, we've never really talked. I guess you know that being one of the two of us, though, right? Julie says, I know. I shouldn't even tell you this, but I'm pretty much totally intimidated by you. And Rachel's like, really? Me? Mm. Julie says, yes. Oh my God. Are you kidding? Russ is so crazy about you. And I really wanted you to like me. And it's probably me being totally paranoid. But I kind of got the feeling that maybe you don't. Rachel then responds, well, you're not totally paranoid. So she's telling her that she doesn't really like her.
Yeah.
She's like telling her, like, yeah, you're not totally paranoid.
Right.
That's true.
You are correct.
Yes. And then Julie's just like, oi. Rachel tells her, when you and Russ first started going out, it was really hard for me for many reasons, which I'm not going to bore you with now. But I see how happy he is and how good you guys are together. Monica's always saying how nice you are. And God, I hate it when she's right. She knows that she is.
Yeah.
And then Julie says, thanks. Maybe we should go to a movie sometime or something. Mm. And Rachel agrees. She says, that would be great. I love it.
Yeah.
And Julie says, I love it. I love it too. Shoot, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. She walks up. She leaves. And then Rachel says,
that manipulative bitch.
Yes. She says, what a.
Oh, what a manipulative bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, she's funny. And so that was the end of that storyline.
Yeah. Towards the end, I did feel like Julie was a little fake, though.
Why? Like, what did she do that you thought she was fake?
Like, too nice? Yeah. Saying I'm intimidated by you? I don't know.
Well, she probably was.
I feel like somebody who says something like that, they're just like, I don't even know how to say it. Just that, like, she's fake, you know? Like, Rachel did the right thing and approached her, but I just feel like Julie was being fake about it. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
I don't know if I felt the same way. I don't think I did.
Mm. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, I just thought maybe she was trying to be too nice.
Mm.
I don't know. Okay, so this episode was rated at 8.0.
Okay.
So it's a little bit lower than the one from last week.
Mm.
is still rated as great though. But yeah, it's a little bit lower, and it's not one of my favorites.
No,
it was not. It was okay, but it was not one of my favorites.
I kind of liked it only because like it had me more engaged this time.
Maybe because we're learning more about them.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it, but it's just not one of my favorites. Yeah. And definitely not one for this season. It's only two.
Right.
Yeah. I like the one before it more. And so Monica's hair looks good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. So, like, that means what? It grew out?
She just got it cut. Like, shaped better.
Shaped better. Okay. Because I don't know, from the last one, it just seemed like it was too much emptiness in front.
Well, it was a wig.
I mean, I know that, but like, okay, so how much time has passed that it like...
No. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously it was a wig, mm-hmm. so they had to make it look ugly.
I know it's just a show, but...
Yeah. But it does really look really good. I liked it. I liked the way it looks. And then Julie's hair is really short too, compared to the last episode.
Yeah, it is.
It wasn't bad, but it was much shorter. For sure.
It definitely looked like Planet of the Apes. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. So do you have like a favorite line or a joke that you liked?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I like the one where Joey asks Carol, if he blows in one breast, will the other one get bigger? That's just me. I'm childish still. But I mean, I like that one. What's yours?
I really do like the one where Monica says, did it ever occur to you that I might just be that stupid? Because I never imagined Monica saying something like that. Because she's always so like...
Perfect.
Perfect. And yeah. So that was one of my favorites. And then do you have a favorite character in this one? No, they're equally good.
Because I did like Todd, the Omberg guy, in the beginning. But then... When I seen after he sprayed the guy's face, he wasn't too cool anymore. So,
I would have to say that Chandler would have been mine.
Yeah.
Just because of like his advice to Joey.
Yeah, I did like that. But do you know that it's kind of weird that he wasn't even in this episode as much?
He wasn't that much. No, yeah. He was not. That's why when I was thinking about this, I'm like, okay, so who is my favorite character? Mm-hmm. There's others obviously that had much longer storylines,
right?
But him and Phoebe, they kind of didn't. Mm-mm. Well, Phoebe a little bit more.
Yeah, I think Phoebe had a little bit.
And then do you think this episode aged well?
I feel like because back then they didn't put so many episodes of like sitcoms with like breast talk, like breastfeeding talk. I feel like nowadays it's more common, whether people like it or not, it's there. Babies need to eat.
Mm-hmm. I think it's about the same. Yeah, like you said, there's more people that are more open to talks like this, even though there is still a lot of people who are, you know, like, I hate to say this, but like grossed out by the thought of like people or women breastfeeding their kids, which when it's something that's normal, it has always been normal. But you still have those people. But I feel like nowadays it might be more acceptable.
Yeah.
So it did age well because it's not like you see something that was really cringy back in the day that now you would be like, oh no, that's something that we would not want to see. And it's more like, oh, okay, that's normal. Yeah. Do that. If anything, like you said, back then, you don't see much of that.
It wasn't out in the open as much. Like, I feel like now mothers are just like, hey, I got to feed my kid, you know? Like,
Yeah.
Or back then, it's like, oh, I should go somewhere.
And hide.
Yeah.
Yeah. This concludes episode 2 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 2, episode 3, called The One Where Heckles Dies. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at let's_talk_friends24.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.